This is the Daily Wrestling News for February 26th, 2021. We are powered by the Eastern Observer. My name is Ryan Joy, and I'm coming to you from Minutes to Bell Time Studio on the beautiful Treasure Coast of the Sunshine State. And I'm very happy to be joined today by Gary Mahaffey and the daughter of the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith, Georgia Smith.
Welcome. Hello. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we have a bunch of questions for you regarding the new Icons documentary, the Hall of Fame, and everything else like that. But I guess we should start with DaveyBoySmith.com.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about DaveyBoySmith.com and everything that you do for that?
So I started it back in June. As you guys know, I run my dad's social media. I started his Instagram back in January 2019. And it was going, as you guys see, its popularity is growing and everything. And I just wanted to take things to the next step. And I felt like I could only do so much on Instagram and with pictures and everything. And I was like, because people always ask me, what's his diet? What was his workout? Ask a whole lot of questions on his Instagram. So I was like, hey, let's put it on there. And all my dad's merchandise is on there, his news. Any questions you guys want to know, his diet, his workout. It's just pretty much your portal of Davey. And I'm just so excited and happy that it's taken off. And during COVID, when I got furloughed from my job, I was like, hey, you know, I want to do something that fulfilled me and, you know, didn't really require me to go outside. And hey, I got it to work. So I'm just so glad that people are they're loving it. And I get it's constant everyday questions. And I'm just glad that it's booming. And as I've said before, you know, my dad's been gone for nearly 20 years and there's been no new content or videos. And he is very, very busy. He's a very, very popular man right now. So, you know, I'm just really grateful and I'm glad that he's getting the credit and recognition and everything that he deserves, all the attention. So if I've helped in any way boost that, then great.
Awesome.
I mean, you definitely have. I mean, for me, like when we first spoke, which actually shocked me when I realized it was almost 6 years ago, I'm like, that doesn't seem like 2015, but oh my word. I was young and fresh faced, obviously, at the time. But when we were, that's right, you still are, you two, both of you, you two are all right. I'm still stuck like this. But when we first spoke, like, is there any way, because you were talking, I remember us talking at the time and saying how you would love to have done stuff and love to push some more. I mean, like, as you say, with the way things are now with the Instagram and over 60,000 people and, and all the stuff that's happened, I mean, in your wildest dreams, could you have thought, like, by now, even in this short space of time, where you'd be?
No, not at all. I did not expect, like, I didn't expect anything. And I think why it's become so successful and it's taken off the way it has is because I care about it. And, you know, in anything in life, if you care about something, if you value it and you love it, you know, and you work every single day, Gary knows, every single day I make a post or a content or do something in regards to my dad's stuff. And, you know, I think people got behind that. And I think WWE saw that. And, you know, I as Gary said, I didn't think in my wildest dreams that all of the things that I wanted to accomplish with my dad would have happened in this short space of time. You know, and people have asked me, like, how did you do it? What did you do? What? And there's like no secret recipe. There's no, I just kept plodding along. As somebody said to me, the grassroots, like I just started from a page and, next thing I know it was verified and got X amount of followers and, the Hall of Fame. And it's just really taken off. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the works for him that I can't wait for you guys to see that I will announce soon.
So I guess in regards to the Icon documentary, when did you first hear that about WWE wanting to do the Icon documentary?
I heard, I did an appearance with Harry in July in New York, and I showed off my dad's ring gear. It was like a wrestling doll store. And I just got a text from my mom and Kieran, who recorded Heart and Soul, if you guys remember that DVD that came out like way back in 2010 about my family. She was like, yeah, He contacted me and wants to do one about Davey, and I was like, whoa, that's awesome. But I had to be very quiet about it. That day, as well, I got the announcement that my dad's elite figure came out with him and Matilda. So it was just a really cool day in itself. I got that news and the documentary news. But, like, I didn't know. I thought when, like, we were going to come home, like, we were going to start filming, or I didn't know. You know, that was July, and then we were going into September. And I was like, and getting towards my birthday, and I was like, are we not doing this? Are we doing this? So I just contacted the vice president of the network, and I was like, hey, you know, I just, you know, because I just thought, like, is this too good to be true? Like, is this just something that, like, an idea that was kind of there, not there anymore? And they were like, oh, no, no, yeah, we're doing it. Can we do a Zoom interview this week? And I was like, okay. And so they told me the lineup that they had, you know, which was my dad, Yokozuna, Lex Luger, Beth Phoenix, Rob Van Dam, and Terry Funk was supposed to be in it as well. And I was like, oh, okay. And they said, we're going to probably film in November. So they flew my mom down. And I give WWE a lot of credit, and it was quite admirable, because, like, during this whole crazy time, we've all come together safely. But we've made this happen. You know, it's not like how we usually do it. You know, I've recorded with WWE before, and this was like recording like no other. So, you know, we, in this pandemic and COVID, we made it happen. And it was just kind of one of those things that they threw together last minute, because my mom was visiting here. My mom's like, do you know when they're filming? And, you know, it's leading to like the last 4 days of her trip. And I'm like, I don't know. And then they were like, okay, we're coming this day. We're doing filming. And the space I live in, it's not very big. So they had to like make, like move around the room and make it look like it was different sections. And they interviewed my mom, then they interviewed Harry, and then they interviewed me. And I got a lot out. It was a very emotional experience. You know, and you'll see, you guys will see things that, you know, you haven't really seen before. And, you know, Harry doesn't really talk about, you know, he talks about my dad, but he doesn't really talk about his passing that much. So, you know, you'll hear him talk about that. You know, the best moments of my dad, and just him being my dad, you know, him, the man I knew, the man I grew up with. You know, and that's what, with my Instagram and everything, I want people to see what an amazing person, you know, this icon. Yeah, that's how that happened, and they filmed, and I believe my dad's episode is going to be the second, if not last, episode of the series. They want it to be, like, the most anticipated one, which, again, like, thank you.
Before I move on, Gary, you dropped off, but I think you're still here. Is your video camera just off?
Gary!
Come back.
I know, I saw like it disappeared, and it was just us two that merged.
Yeah. Let me see.
Oh, he said back into house issues, ironically.
Well, Gary, I'm sure will rejoin us here in a few minutes. But I guess when they first approached you, were you like on board right from the very beginning? Did you have any reservations or anything? Or no, you were 100% in.
Because this was something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and I didn't know if it was going to be with WWE or if it was going to be like another, like, you know, a company in England. And coincidentally, prior to WWE reaching out to me, I was talking to a company, a film company in England, that wanted to do a documentary on my dad. And we were going back and forth with it. And I want to still do something with my dad. Another company has also messaged me recently, and they want to do more of like a pop culture type thing. And just because my dad was, you know, the biggest, you know, wrestling icon, in England, they want to like just showcase that and, you know, what Davey did, and, just show clips and, you know, things that he did on the news there. It's going to be like kind of like a sports pop culture type thing, different from WWE. So I've had different people approach me. It's just, it's crazy. But I will talk about more about this later, but I would love to do like a series or a film about my dad, like a biopic type thing.
Okay. Yeah. How is the and, you know, as much as you can or can't tell us, I guess, but how is the Icon documentary balanced between sort of his wrestling life and his personal life? Does it focus heavily on one or the other, or
it's really quite about both. I think it's mostly about the wrestling. Because, you know, obviously he had such a long career, you know, they go from the Bulldogs and they go to, you know, SummerSlam, and it's really the timeline of that. And then, you know, in between that, it's like growing up with him and our memories of him. It's going to be like a little bit of everything. I'm very curious to see how it's going to be executed. And, you know, they did a lot of filming again. You know, I didn't think they were going to do any filming in England and interview my dad's dad. You know, because there was a lockdown, you know, in England, and my aunt got COVID, and my dad's brother had died in December. So I was like, I don't think that they're going to be able to film. And, you know, they did. And I'm just so happy that it's, because this is going to be, to me, like, this is it. Like, this is it. You know, my granddad, he's not going to be participating in any other WWE things, because, you know, he's older. And but yeah, I'm just glad that we've all come together and we've all done it for Davey.
Absolutely. 1 second here.
I'm sorry, we with a house issue. That was my fault.
That's all right.
Ironically, after all the tests from last week, actually, can I just jump in, because I was listening while I was doing it. Just for me, actually, when you were talking about doing all the posts and all the stuff and your family things, that's actually one thing for me I think that stands out and that I love. I know the geek in me, obviously, and all the wrestling stuff. But when you see all the photos that you're sharing of Davey and his family and Davey and his mom and his sister just before the match over here and Manchester and his dad and stuff, actually, for me, I think for everybody seeing that, I mean, you have said, obviously, I mean, they know it's your dad and you're running it. But I think for me, you can see the love and the warmth that comes out from you running it, of going, this isn't just, hey, here's a photo of Davey wrestling in whatever country. It's actually, you know what? Here's Davey. Here's the whole thing. And that's what stands out for me, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's like what you said. It's not just like a fan running it. And, you know, when I started the page, I felt like there was no real like platform for my dad or anything. And I had, as Gary has seen, like all this content of his, and I just put it out there. And but every single post I do, there's meaning behind it, there's love behind it. And, you know, I hope that's what people get out of the documentary. It's because, like, this has all happened because of the love I have for my dad. And, you know, it's family. It's, you know, he was a family guy, and I hope that's showcased.
I was about to ask you what you hope people will learn about your dad in this documentary. I think you nailed it there. But so, what do you think is there anything that's like missing in the documentary that you want people to know about? Like any topics that you don't think are going to get covered?
That's a very good question. I don't know, because I've literally given WWE everything. And they've got everything of my dad's, and they've heard all sides. So that's a, but you know, I don't know how they're going to cram all of that into like an hour or an hour and a half. So if we watch it and I'm like, wait a minute, then that might be an issue. Like, oh, well, they didn't touch on this, but I think, you know, WWE, they'll do a good job of it. You know, I watched Yokozuna's, and you know, I just knew Yokozuna as a fan, and, you know, obviously he, you know, was a family friend, but I didn't know that whole story. I didn't know any of that. And, so I just hope people, they learn a lot and see a lot. And I'm just so excited. I can't wait.
I think it's a thing for me as a fan, actually, that when you watch the Yoko documentary, I mean, when I'd seen who was coming up on the Icons thing, and I thought, oh, Davey's on this, great stuff. Yeah. But whenever I watched the Yokozuna one, I thought it wasn't like a wee powder puff piece. It was a proper, awesome documentary. And then I thought, do you know what? Knowing all the things that you had and all the things other people who knew your dad, I thought this Davey one is going to just blow everything out of the water. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And when I was talking to you, Ryan, about the company in England, the film company, they're like, well, we want to do, because WWE, it's just going to be for the fans, and they're going to do like a powder puff piece, and we want like the real story. And doing this documentary, it's not going to be like this fluffy. It's going to be, you know, as you guys see, I'm pretty much from start to finish, I'm like hysterically crying. And it was a lot. And I'm not good, you know, with the whole camera crew in my house and, you know, spotlight, okay, talk about this. And so I just kind of had to take some deep breaths. And I just said to the guy via Zoom, I was like, look, like, this is really important to me. And, you know, I might go back and forth a lot. I might get off topic. I was like, but I just want to make this as natural as possible and be real as possible and tell you the guy I knew. And I was like, it's not going to be like, and everything was perfect. Next question. Like I'm doing, like I'm on a, you know, Jimmy Kimmel or something promoting something. I said, this is going to be, I want this to be real. And he was like, okay, all right. Okay. So tell us about your dad.
Very open-ended, very general. I guess you can go in every way that you want with that prompt.
Yeah. So, I mean, I did what I could with it, and you know, they were supposed to come back and film more, but I felt for them. That crew, they had been here from like 6 a.m. to like midnight. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. We came together and we made it work. And as Gary said, I'm just so excited to see, because we've seen the Yokozuna one. And I think that one was really great. But I think this one is going to be like no other.
Wow. Yeah, that Yokozuna one did set the table for all that follow. Yes. And I'm excited about the fact that you're saying, yeah, they're saving Davies for second to last because, you know, they think it's going to be so, so powerful. So,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know when it's going to be released, but I heard my mom saying that I'm not confirming this, but she said she thinks it's going to be on SummerSlam that they release this.
Wow. Well, that makes sense.
Which makes sense. Yeah. So, I mean, I thought maybe it was going to tie in with the Hall of Fame, but that's going to be too soon. And especially if they want him to be the last one, of the second last or the last. So yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah. So you just brought up the Hall of Fame. And so, man, it's been a long time since Davey was announced for the Hall of Fame. Can you remember how you received it at the time when you did find out that he was going to go in?
My brother told me he pulled a fast one. So I was at H&R Block doing my taxes around coincidentally like a year ago, less than a year ago. And he called me and he was like, hey, you need to come home. I got some big news. You know, what champagne do you like? And I was like, oh, wow. And I was like, what's this news? And he was like, well, don't tell anybody, but I've signed with AEW. And I was like, really? And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's a bit strange because he's signed with another company, but I was like, all right. So I rush home and he's like, all right, well, let's get our mom on the phone and on speakerphone. And he's going on about this AEW thing. And we're all like, okay, well, that's good. We're happy for you. And he was like, oh no, I'm just kidding. Davey's going in the Hall of Fame. And I was like, what? I was like, so are you not going to AEW? No, you said that so you come home. So you'd be like, oh, this is news and come home. And I was like, so Davey's going in the Hall of Fame. And he was like, yeah. I was like, you're joking me. He's like, yeah. And he's like, I'm going on the bump tomorrow and I'm announcing it. And it was like a Valentine's Day episode. So yeah, he flew on over there. And I was just like, whoa. And he had known for like a week.
Okay.
He had known, that little sneak knew for a week and he didn't tell me. And WWE did say, you know, you can tell your mom and your sister, but like you can't tell anybody until it's announced. So the day before the bump, he told me and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I had a lot of champagne that day. And he went on the bump and I was so excited to watch, you know, the reveal of it. I was like, oh my God, waiting, 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 waiting. And the show's over and I'm like, where was the announcement? And he's like, oh, well, and there was like a whole other drama behind that, not WWE's fault. But he was like, they're going to announce it probably March 12th. And I was like,
wow.
So I have to keep quiet about this for like over a month or like a month time. It was March 12th or March 15th it was announced. And he was like, yeah, sorry. And my liaison with WWE, I was like, I can't talk. And I was doing a bunch
attention,
of like,
your battery is fully charged.
And I was supposed to do a bunch because I was working, as Gary knows, I was working at iHeart and they were going to like, they had all these things lined up for me for like that day. And I was so excited. And then no, we're going to wait a whole month. And I was like, and I got, a bunch of like tweets and Instagram, like congratulations. And I couldn't say anything. And some people are like, you know, you can tell me. And I'm like, ignore. I'm not jeopardizing. I'm not ruining this. Nope. So I had to, I only told like a few family members and the person I was seeing at the time, but that was it.
Wow.
Oh, my coworkers, because they were going to have me on the show. But yeah. And yeah. And then when it did get announced, guess what happened?
I was going to say, what a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. March 12th, yeah. It was announced then. I mean, they must have canceled the events pretty soon after, I would think.
Yeah, well, that day I saw, like, because Jane Castor, our mayor here, was like, no, we're WrestleMania is still going ahead. And I was like, okay, I felt confident. And I thought the whole COVID thing was going to be like a couple of weeks or something. Like, you know, life's going to go on. It's going to be all right. And, you know, it's just going to be a temp. No. No. But, you know, it's just the way it was. And, but yeah, it's been like the longest year. I mean, I know everybody, we've all felt this, but I'm like, oh my God, like, come on. Like, let's just, and the thing I feel the worst about is, you know, I don't care if whenever my dad gets inducted, but I just wish my family from England could fly and see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's like. That's like the punch to the stomach that I'm like, oh man, but you know, we'll make it work. And, I have no idea like what's going to happen with the Hall of Fame. I have no idea what the details are, what's going to happen, but it's going to happen.
And I've got my fingers crossed that Harry's going to wear the gold tracksuit.
Oh God, he cannot wear that. I will leave him outside if he wears that.
No, also, I remember last year when after they'd announced it, and I would message you, whatever, and so it was great. Mm-hmm. And when it came to the point that they were canceling it, I remember hearing that and thinking, what? And I think I'd send you a message, and you were like, yeah, I don't think this is happening. And I was like, oh, no. And I actually had this vision of them going, hey, let's just do a virtual, and like in the middle of Raw, some night they'll go, hey, they're all in now. But then when I heard they were holding it off, I thought, good. Dave, you get this moment, you will all get your chance to kind of to show how much we all obviously love him as fans or whatever, but how much you all love him as family as well. So at least you are. We're going to get that opportunity. So
yeah, at least, exactly. At least, like, it could be a lot better, but it could be a lot worse. And we're going to make it happen. And you know what? I feel like my dad's Hall of Fame, in my opinion, is like the most anticipated Hall of Fame. Because people are waiting and waiting and waiting. And now it's like, I mean, it would have been cool for what happened last year, but now look at what the buildup that's leading up to his Hall of Fame. Look at his following. Look at everything that's happened. Look at the documentary. Look at all the things that's going on for him. So, you know, I feel like it's going to be that much special. It's just going to be different. But that's the life of us Harts and Smiths. It's never smooth sailings. So, but yeah, I cannot wait as well to see WWE's like little video package for it, because they were going to release it that day, and then the whole news broke out. So I think they'll do a really good job with that.
So Young Rock debuted last week on television. 5 million viewers, 3.5 million viewers this week. You think something like that could be in the future for the Hart and Smith family? You think that would work for you guys?
I would love to do that. I think with like the Hart side, that would be like a little more difficult. I mean, obviously they have like a lot of stories, but trying to get approval from every single one of them, and you know, not all of them get along. So you know, I might have just do one like focused solely on my dad. And like his experiences and, you know, his story. And I don't know. I don't think it would be like a comedy. It might be like more of like a Rocky type story, but that's something that I would love to do. And people have asked me that all the time. And actually have somebody in England that's, you know, trying to help me write a screenplay for it. But, you know, I think moving forward after the Hall of Fame that I would like to do that. I mean, would you guys want to see it?
Absolutely.
That would be great. Actually, I know you said about, oh, it could be that sort of Rocky thing, but for me, actually, I could imagine a series of just people like recreating ribs that he did backstage.
Oh,
and like pranks that he pulled on people. I mean, I would, knowing some of them and having read some of them, I thought they would be class. Like, that would be funny.
Totally, totally. I mean, obviously it would be like a little bit of everything, but I think it would be like kind of like a gritty story. Yeah, but I would love to do that. And that's, a lot of people have asked me that. So I'm like, maybe I'm onto something here.
I do, because like when you think that that Fighting With My Family, the one based on obviously like Paige's life or whatever, when you think for like the longer history that Davey has and the like with here and with Canada and the stuff with Japan, I mean like the real links right around the world. I mean, you really could do like something big and something major with that. It would be really, really cool.
I would love to do that. I don't know if you guys ever saw on Netflix, it was called The Dirt, about Motley Crue. But I watched that a couple years ago when it came out, and I was like, this is really cool. I was like, I would love to do something like this on like Davey or my family. So, hey, never know, never know. But everything, I'm pretty determined. I don't really take no well, that word. and I, you know, I'm pretty stubborn. So just, I will get in people's faces and be like, hey, we're doing this. This is the plan. This is what's going to happen.
I'm shocked you're stubborn. I'm shocked. That shocks me.
I'm shocked. There's been so many, a few things now where I'm like, hey, WWE, why? What about this? What about this? What? And they're like, oh, really? We never thought of that. And I'm like, and it's happened. So I don't know. I guess I've just become a little business savvy in this whole experience. But yeah. It's I've definitely learned a lot, and it's been a lot of trial and error and ups and downs, but it's all for him.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I'm really looking forward to the Icon documentary. I'm really looking forward to the Hall of Fame ceremony when we get there. In the meantime, though, like you said, you're putting out things on social media every single day. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Yes. So if you guys want to keep up to date with all Davey things, follow him on Instagram. It's at the British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith. He's on Twitter, which is at _ Davey Boy Smith. He's got a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ the British Bulldog. And he also has a YouTube channel that gets, excuse me with my pen. He's got a YouTube channel that it gets uploads all the time, new clips and things, little hidden gems. Check that out. And if you guys want to keep up to date with me, it's at Georgia J. Smith is my Instagram. It's private, but, you know, I'll accept you. And my Twitter is at Georgia Smith 87. And Facebook is facebook.com/ Georgia Smith 7. I like 7 because I was born in 87. So, yeah, that's all the Bulldog contact. Oh, and of course, davyboysmith.com.
It's so funny. 1987, I literally watched WrestleMania 3 yesterday with, he was in a 6-man tag.
Oh, show. Yes, yes. I think I watched that recently too. Have you guys saw WWE? They've announced that they're doing like hidden treasures or like looking for.
Yes, yep.
Yeah. So Harry and I, we participated in that as well. Cause it was about the Dream Team and their feud with the British Bulldogs. And we had we had like a reuniting thing, and they flew my mom here. So I'm like, thanks WWE, bringing my mama here. Thank you. And then my mom will come back down for the Hall of Fame. But yeah, I can't wait to see that. We filmed that a week after the Icons, which was like, we were doing back to back filming, and then they came last month for the reuniting dinner. And that was fun. WWE, they were like, oh, we're paying for everything, so you know, get what you want. And I was doing Dry January, and I was like, pah! Throw that out the window. Not gonna get this moment again. So yeah, it was really cool seeing Brutus and Greg and catching up with them and, you know, having a conversation. I've never been filmed eating, so I'm sure I look like something from the TLC network, but but it was good. It was a lot of fun.
So now we have to sit here and wonder what you were searching for in the collectible.
Oh, so the Brutus and Greg, they were searching for old ring gear.
Okay.
And they were trying to find like that their ring gear from that match with the British Bulldogs.
Okay.
But I mean, nothing's confirmed yet, but they want to do a season two, depending on how this one goes. And there might be a big man that we've been talking about that might be showcased.
All right. Very good. Gary, any additional questions here before we let Georgia go?
No, but I mean, I have to tell you, unfortunately, when I came back in and I heard at the right time, when you said this is obviously coming towards the summer, and like literally this is going to be the summer of Smith. It's going to be like when you go into the Hall of Fame, right through, I mean, it's going to have to the documentary. It is literally, it's going to be, Davey is going to be at the forefront and it's going to be pushed and pushed. As we were saying, like last year, had they just kind of gone, yeah, he's in, it would have been done. But because it wasn't, and now this is getting this moment, as I say, for me as a fan and from knowing you and her and stuff, it's like, it really does just make me think this is just going to, you're going to find people now who are wrestling fans going, I haven't seen much of his stuff, let's find out more. Mm. And it's just going to blow Davey up to an entirely new level and to a whole new population of people, I think it really is.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think this is going to really take him to the next level. And I mean, I think if we think he's got a lot of followers and things now, it's going to be, I think there's going to be a lot of door knocking too. So, I mean, I'm just grateful for it. I can't wait for you guys to see what's some things that I've been doing on the side that is, it's going to come, but I can't announce it yet, or I don't want to in case I get in trouble, but yeah, it's really cool. Really cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Anything else you want to talk about before we go? I want to make sure you have the opportunity to say whatever you want to say.
Just, you know, thank everybody for all of your support. And, you know, after this is all said and done with, you know, I'm going to be continuing the journey with my dad, but, you know, I'm going to be taking a little break from things, I think, because I've just been working a lot on this and I will continue to, but I think, you know, I'm going to be focusing, some more about me. And everything that I've done and I've learned, you know, I would like to take this into, you know, branch out. And it's weird because, you know, after this is all said and done with, my chapter, I think, with WWE is it's done. Like, I've got closure, you know, it's like the book got everything. And now it's like the guy that discovered Bigfoot. It's like, okay, well, what's next? So, you know, I'm going to be probably doing less with wrestling stuff. You know, I want to always keep up to date with WWE, and if I ever did work there, that would be cool. But, you know, as I mentioned to you guys earlier, I'm not going to be doing a lot of wrestling podcasts anymore. I mean, with my dad stuff, I know with WrestleMania and the Hall of Fame, I'm going to be doing a lot of back-to-back media and press for that. But, yeah, it'll be once it's all done with, and just kind of move on to the next chapter of my life.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us. Thank you, Gary, as well. And everybody, we will see you next time on the Daily Wrestling News Show. Thank you so much, Georgia.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Primetime Rundown. Join Joey Jarzynka, Ian Schreier, and Rob DeLuca on Friday nights for the Primetime Rundown. We take you through the world of sports, and our show kicks off at 6 p.m. on the Eastern Observer. We also have the Essential Wrestling Podcast that Al hosts. I'm there, John DeCani's there, Gary Mahaffey, John Smith. We take you through the week of updates and highlights in the world of wrestling. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. each and every Tuesday on the Eastern Observer. And the Daily Wrestling News Show, this show, is every day, Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. So definitely tune in to all of these great shows.